What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Well, hello.
Ooh, hello.
Here we are in your friendly neighborhood hotel room.
That's right.
This is an episode that was very chill.
Ooh.
Nothing weird happened at all.
Yeah.
When we recorded it, everything was fine, and I felt good the whole time.
That's true. Tom was drunk. It was live. It was also in the middle of the day in Houston when it was hot, and it was a great time. I would say, literally, I'm not even kidding. I don't even know if I've told you this, Dave.
Mm.
The weekend we had in Houston is maybe the most fun I've had in, like, since COVID.
You haven't said that to me. Yeah, that was a fucking
was
fun
weekend.
It was
unbelievably fun. Like, I don't know if I've laughed that hard. I mean, I was around not only professional comedians, I was around several of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
And we were drinking for free all weekend and hanging out and bebopping around. And the whole festival's on the same block. So it was just very fun, a kind of fun I haven't had in a long time.
I know.
And it was perfect. It was like Brian Gendron, shout out to him. Great guy, great owner, great comic, the best. He picked the most funnest comedians to hang out with. So we had a good time. And we did this episode, and we had so much fun doing it. We were laughing, we're riffing, we're having a great time. And for whatever reason, this year,
The audience didn't agree.
There were, and I won't say the whole audience.
No, certainly not. Certainly not.
We had some fans in there. We had some fun. We had some comics in there. It was great. But we did a live episode at 4 p.m. in the small room at the festival.
Yeah.
And several people were just couples confused. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you said that, dude, because that's totally true. I had a fucking blast, man. And there were so many things that were great about it. But, like, one of them was, actually, this was probably the best thing, that we kind of, like, formed a crew pretty quickly at the festival.
Yeah.
You, me, Graham K., Jordan Fisher, Tom Takkar, and then to a certain extent, like, some other people who were around some of the time, like Chris O'Connor, Andrew Youngblood,
Usama Siddiqui, for sure.
And just, like, really sweet, funny people having a fucking blast.
Yeah, Matt Benjamin was there.
Matt Benjamin, so funny. Yeah, and some Houston comics, Mason James. Man, it was great.
It was unbelievable. Just look
and
up
I did
these
a
dudes.
Bunch
They're
of
so
great
funny.
Sets, dude. I
yeah,
really did.
You killed it.
And different types of sets, like sets in different types of rooms. And then we got to do that show, You Look Like, which is, like, honestly, I loved it. It's how I would prefer Roast Battle to be.
Yeah.
It's only about your appearance.
Right.
Right there.
And it's with your friend.
Yes.
So it's all in good fun.
Caleb and I did a You Look Like battle.
What was your favorite joke you did about me, Dave?
I honestly think it's the one that I said to you in the shuttle, which is, you look like you can't believe how good Heineken Zero is.
I think my favorite was that Dave looks like he would storm the capital of Vermont.
Yeah, dude.
That one did good. Really,
my opener was, I literally said, you look like old Sheldon. Fuck you. It was awesome because the crowd knows Caleb there, but not me, really. And they had me go first to the jokes. And it was like a pretty good introduction to our dynamic, I think.
No, I think it was so much fun. Literally, it was a very life-affirming where I was like, oh, man. Comedy is not only still fun, it's funner now than it's ever been.
Yeah, it really was great. I mean, and you know, the older we get, the funnier our friends are. And the more you know people that are working at various levels, you know? And I guess, like, I forget when I'm just in New York and I'm worried about my career and I'm like, ah, fuck, where's the money going to come from? Am I going to get better at this? Am I going to get bigger in this? Am I going to keep growing? All that kind of shit. Mm. And then you go there, and it's like, yeah, you and me and Tom and Grandma just fucking being funny and having a great time, and damn, it was a blast. So
it was very fun.
All that said, we did have a great episode of this podcast, and I wanted to preface it because I think that if you listen/watch it, you can see and feel specifically my anxiety. And my anxiety during it, and other people's too, like I wasn't the only one. Our guests are Graham K. and Tom Takkar. That was the other cool thing. Just like our two buddies who were just there. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I was having trouble with the fact that there were like 10 people in the crowd. There were probably 20 people total in the crowd, and 10 to 15 of them were just gobsmacked by what they were watching and just staring at us. And they didn't hate us, and they were smiling and laughing sometimes. But last year, we did a live episode of the festival in the exact same situation, 4 p.m., middle of the day, nothing else going on. And it was like fucking fire, you know? And we just, for whatever reason, I felt like we were connecting with each other. When we were done, Tom and Graham were like, that was the most fun I've ever had.
Right, because they weren't there last year. And the thing is that last year was a great live episode. This year is a great live episode. This year is probably going to be funner for you to listen to, because a lot of times when I watch or listen to live episodes of my favorite podcasts, it's more of a live event based on the podcast.
Oh, sure.
And it's sort of annoying because it's a lot of clapter and a lot of audience participation and a lot of like inside jokes, in the way that this one is pretty close to a regular episode of our podcast.
Yeah.
With sometimes you'll hear people laughing and sometimes the people are not.
And I do just think that you can see it painted specifically on my face.
Oh yeah,
why,
so if you watch the YouTube,
aren't they laughing?
You'll see Dave laughing. Like, we'll all tell a joke and Dave will laugh and we'll all laugh, and then you'll see Dave look out in the crowd and get sad. But it's just because half the crowd is into it. Like, there was,
and I wasn't used to it. I was like expecting, I mean, but again, I don't know. Maybe this is too much. Maybe this is too much preface. But I guess I wanted you to know that was the context in which that we did this episode. And it wasn't only me. It was just this weird, our dynamic with the crowd was just very odd. Because I really feel like we had fun and killed it. And Graham, and what Tom and Graham both brought to the show were both silly in different ways. And we were having fun. And then not everyone got it. And it was very interesting.
But as a fan of this podcast, or someone who's sort of into it now, or just a casual person, it is funny to imagine someone who's just like, a Houston couple who's like, do you want to go grab a beer and see what's going on at that festival? And they're like, we'll do a podcast. It'll probably be like every other podcast I've heard. You know, it'll probably be polite and it'll make sense.
And it won't be a bunch of like ringing sounds.
Yeah,
it
we went hard with the sound effects.
For sure. Well, dude, I was the one doing it. And it was because last year the sound effects were like the star of the show. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, if you don't know a comedy show and you just play a bunch of sound effects, you're like, wow, this is like the craziest, dumbest shit ever. But they were like, huh. It was so weird, dude.
Again, not all of them, but the crowd was torn.
Yeah.
The crowd was for sure torn.
Yeah, it was strange.
But it was fun. They hung up a Jason poster for us. Yeah, that was nice.
No, we had a great time.
Yeah, we had fun. So check it out. You're going to love it.
And also follow Tom Takkar and Graham K at Mr. Graham K on Instagram, at Tom Takkar, TomThakkar on Instagram. Two of my favorite comedians. I think my favorite show of the festival, aside from the You Look Like show, was Graham K's headlining show at 6 p.m. in the Big Tent. Caleb, then there was a host who was Brian, actually, right? It was another guy.
Spencer.
Yeah. From Austin. Him, he was hosting, then Caleb, then me, then Tom, then Graham, and it was just a ball. Dude.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Fun festival. Check out The Riot. Follow them. Go see shows if you're in Houston. They're the best.
Yeah. Enjoy this.
We love you.
Layer on down.
What's it got?
Theme song.
Yes, we do.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? It doesn't even know what it's called.
And that's it for us, everybody. Thanks for coming out to the first show of the festival.
We are done. Hey, welcome to What's It Called at Riot Comedy Festival. Give it up for yourselves again.
Come on, the greatest audience in the world.
That's what we like.
I'm Caleb Sinan. This is the dumbest podcast in the world. This is Dave Ross.
I'm Dave Ross. Is my mic quiet? Okay, great. Just checking.
Hell yeah.
Cool. This is a logistics-based podcast where I just ask the audience questions about how I'm doing.
That's right. What do you think about the first 30 seconds, everybody? We like to check in.
Here's the thing about this podcast. I see a lot of new faces. I think maybe many of you don't know what we do. We don't do anything.
That's right.
At all. There's no point. You found yourself at a pointless experience. At the end of this, we're going to bring up two of our friends.
That's right.
And then we're going to rename Wolf Blitzer. We're going to come up with new names for the greatest man who ever lived.
When you do a podcast, you have to have your finger on the pulse.
Yeah, dude.
And there's no name that's more on the tip of people's tongues than Wolf Blitzer these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we think it's a cool name.
What the hell?
And we have sound effects.
There we go. That's what I was trying to do.
How many sound effects do we have, Dave?
Buddy.
Oh.
I mean.
That one's for you.
That feels
like me.
This is my impression of the crowd when Caleb does stand-up.
Aw, Dave.
Yeah, this is my impression of Caleb's stand-up. This is an actual recording. This is from his first album. Yeah.
Friends. We're supposed to be friends.
This is him on stage last night. Yeah, yeah. Crowd loved it, dude.
That sounds like at least six people clapping.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that was two-thirds of the crowd last
so
night.
So funny, dude.
That was pretty good. We also do news. We have some updates with Alex Jones that
yeah.
we have.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I think maybe you were hanging out in the room. You noticed we were fucking blasting AC/DC, dude.
Yeah, dude, of course.
We both really love AC/DC and also think they're the stupidest band that ever fucking lives, man. And just, I really hope you're right there with us. They have a song called... Deep in the Hole.
Deep in the Hole. AC/DC. What's it about?
Yeah, dude.
What are we talking about
it's
here,
about
guys?
It's about Joe Biden.
All right, here's some... I assembled...
They fucked Joe Biden.
I assembled some songs here. Mm-hmm. She's Got Balls. These are real titles.
Love at First Feel. By the way, AC/DC still putting out records.
Still putting them out.
They're 75 years old. They're still horny as fuck.
And here's a song for their latest record, Hard as a Rock.
Two albums ago, Big Jack.
Big Jack.
Wonder what that's about.
That's pretty cool.
Hard as a rock.
So yeah, we love AC/DC on this podcast. We love, but we do have updates. Like we're sort of a news podcast in a way.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know?
We have some very important updates.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
It's still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Yeah, like half a year ago, Ben Shapiro grew a beard conspicuously.
Yeah.
And we think it was because his wife stopped fucking him.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
So you can come to us every week to know whether or not he's got a beard.
Did you know this? This is a real fact I read about Ben Shapiro. He is shorter than every table in the U.S.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Why don't you hit the stinger again? We gotta let these people know we mean business.
Real news. Yeah.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
This is the kind of bullshit place you found yourself
That's exactly
today.
Right.
And quite frankly, if you want to leave, we get it. But we will be upset and we'll find you.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
This is also the only show going on at this festival right now. So anybody looking for a better option.
Hell yeah, dude.
You found yourselves here.
So here's another thing. He lives in L.A. I live in New York. And we love Houston. We come to Houston a lot. This is our second year in a row doing this festival. This club and this festival is very good to us. Are you guys having a good time at the Riot Comedy Festival?
Yeah, of course we are.
Super fucking fun, huh? We loved it. Man, Caleb, I don't read any news or know anything.
Right.
And Caleb... reads everything.
That's right.
And he came across an episode of Tim Dillon's podcast
That's
from
right.
like a year and a half ago where he had Alex Jones on. And he gave Alex Jones a platform to explain himself the day of January 6th. And we turned it into a soundboard.
So I want to say, so Alex Jones is like being deadly serious here.
Yes.
And he's like trying to get, he doesn't want to go to jail. So he's like, I'm going to tell you every single thing I did. On January
6th. Which logically is sort of sound. He's like, I'm going to tell you from the moment I woke up, every single activity I engaged in. So when we get into the nitty gritty of the moment where I supposedly the FBS's took the crowd down to the blah, then you'll know that I wasn't lying about any of it. And this is the story.
Let me recount that morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just give you a straight up recount. I get up at 7 a.m. hungover. In a suite at the Willard Hotel. I've been doing interviews the whole night before. We order breakfast, we drink coffee, I have sex with my wife, and I say, I got a hangover, let's order a bottle of whiskey. So So we get like a small bottle of whiskey. We drink it with coffee. My wife goes, I just want to stay here. I don't want to go to this. I'm exhausted. I say, no, baby, let's go. So we walk outside the wilderness, right by the ellipse. And it literally takes us an hour and a half with like 15 security to like in a mosh pit to battle through these crowds and get the so-called VIP lane to go in.
So my favorite thing about this is that he's like, all right, I got this is the dry run for when I have to testify in front of Congress.
I have sex with my wife.
So he thinks he's going to be in front of the Senate. And he's going to go, so I wake up and somebody's going to go, did you fuck your wife?
I have sex with my wife.
And you're like, all right, proceed.
We order breakfast. We drink coffee. I have sex with my wife.
And it's literally like 10 full minutes of this. That's just the first 2 minutes. Yeah. And then it's just like throughout, just like.
She literally says, let's go back to the hotel and suck a dick.
That was when.
This is in the Library of Congress.
Yeah, dude. They're like outside the. There's this whole part where he's like, and then Roger Stone calls me. Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just a cool guy. And Roger Stone's calling me the most evil man who ever fucking lived. Literally, Dr. Evil calls me. And he's too tired, so he's going to leave. And then my wife.
She literally says, let's go back to the hotel and suck a dick.
And his wife divorces him like a week after this episode dude. Comes out.
Yeah. Probably it's bad sex, you know? You didn't fuck her good at all. And then the way that he rounds out the story is this.
I mean, I'm being honest. Like, I drank whiskey. I banged my wife. I ate, you know, a freaking scrambler.
Didn't bring up the scrambler until that
right,
moment.
The scrambler he actually didn't bring up.
I banged my wife. I banged my wife. Let's just go back to the hotel and take a hot bath.
The hot bath is somehow the saddest part about it.
Yeah,
so he wakes up, he fucks his wife, and he's like, let's go overthrow the government. And she's like, all right, honey.
Yeah.
And then it's cold, and she goes, can I just suck your dick? And he's like, still not good enough. And then she goes, hot bath, and he's like, all right.
I also just love that this all started because he was like, the FBI, they're lying. So he's like, the FBI says I did not fuck my wife. The FBI says I did not take a hot bath, and that she did not suck my dick, and that I did not get drunk and eat a scrambler. That's what they said.
Oh, just the order of it, too. You wake up, you drink whiskey, you order a scrambler, then you fuck your wife?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. Call me old-fashioned. Wake up and fuck your wife.
All right, let's do some more news.
Moon news.
Here we go again.
Okay.
News about the moon.
So one thing me and Dave have always agreed on is that most news is obsessed with Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're like, how do we stand out? You know? So we do moon news every week, and there's more than you think going on up there. Mm-hmm. And here's the newest one. This is 2 days ago. NASA will create a new time zone for the moon called Coordinated Lunar Time.
Is there a reason?
I can't think of a reason. Like, I know it's you got to do stuff, and like NASA's like, what are we doing this week? We going to the moon? No. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
Let's put a time zone up there. For who?
Yeah, wouldn't it
no
be
one
multiple
lives there,
time
dude.
Zones? You know? For the multiple people. Man, you're looking at me like you want to kill me.
No, I'm just interested in what you're saying, dude.
I just feel. No, I guess it was because I felt like that was stupid. The thing that I said was definitely really stupid. Well, no one lives there.
No one lives there. What do they think? Like, so it's like a little crescent moon, and somebody's like, what time is that? Like, it's not, it's whatever time you are.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to be late on the moon? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, you need to have multiple time zones for it to matter, is, I guess, my point, right? Because if you're just going up there, then you're just like, yeah, go by fucking. You know,
wherever you left from Houston to go to the moon, it's Houston time.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Like, time exists for it's just the dumbest person ever is like, that's one small step for man. Oh, shit. It's 5:30. Doesn't matter up there.
Better take a big leap.
So, yeah, that's moon news, everybody. There's a time zone on the moon now.
Oh, my God. I think we should bring up a guest.
I think we should, too. Who's ready for our first guest tonight, everybody? I don't know. You can do better than that.
I think we can do better than that.
Our first guest.
Are you guys ready for our first guest tonight?
Come on! It's our very good friend, the very funny Tom Takkar, everybody. Give it up for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am a real American.
Oh, what's up, guys?
What's up, Tom?
Oof, how you doing?
Great, man. Good to see you.
Good pod so far, boys.
Hey,
I really liked
you,
moon news.
Oh, yeah? Thanks, man.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit about this place anymore.
Yeah.
I'm trying to check out.
Yeah, let's get out of here, dude. Yeah, let's go to the fucking moon. Bet there's more audience members up there.
How's your fest been so far,
Oh,
buddy?
It's been a delight, Dave. Yeah. I just ate a bunch of barbecue. Not a good move, man. I don't know how you guys live, dude. After you eat barbecue, don't you just want to fucking get into a goddamn casket?
Absolutely.
I just want to crawl straight into a casket.
That we got in the Uber with you guys to go to the barbecue, and then Caleb and I left.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Yeah, me and Graham both feel like shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I was at your show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use this. I would like to perpetuate this shit-talking throughout the entire festival. It's very fun for me.
Yeah.
Tom's show started 40 minutes late.
Sure.
And
yeah.
That was Tom's fault. Let's
yeah,
just
that's
say.
On me. That's on me.
He's like, make them all wait.
I said, hold it.
It's 10 p.m.
They're not ready yet.
I want half these people in this mega church to leave. And then Usama Siddiqui was first, and he ran his light by at least 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. He went long.
And,
he went longer than his goddamn name. We love Usama, folks.
We love it. Yeah, I brought it up this morning. He also did, Caleb and I did a show in this room last night, and Usama did that, and he did not run the light, but I've been telling everyone that he did.
Really spread this rumor. Let's ruin Usama's career.
I know.
Because he ran longer than 10.
This morning was like, I didn't. All right, sure, buddy.
Okay. Now
oh,
it's
no,
not.
I shut it off.
Yeah, we turned it off. Yeah, they cut your mic if you're. If they don't like what you're saying.
Yeah, dude, too
you
liberal.
Share one with me.
Yeah, do we have?
I didn't have anything to say. I just I felt a little left out.
If I put the mic up to you, you got to think of something. That's how we're gonna do it.
This one is also not on. Oh, they're on. You got it now, buddy.
There we go.
Now we got a show.
Let's go. About half of this show has been technical adjustments.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the way it is when it's not live as well, dude. Mm-hmm. It's just me sitting there being like, I don't fucking know. Just release it. It's 20 minutes long.
Put it out.
Fuck it. Yeah, man.
Great.
All right, so this is our show. Like we said, it's pointless. But the one thing we do is that we rename something every week. We're renaming Wolf Blitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, did you got some Wolf Blitzer names?
I got a few, yeah. Are we doing it now?
No, we're going to bring on the next guest.
Okay, we're revving it up. It's giving you guys time to think of some.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should say, also, at the end of this, we're going to do a game. There's, like, pieces of paper and pens over there if you want to participate. If you want to come up with a name for Wolf Blitzer if he was Gen Z, for example, here's an example. It's Giving Blitzer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Wolf Blizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you
want to
do.
Huge pants.
Nothing. Oh, that's
fuck
good.
You, you know?
Yeah.
Man, I like having people who are 40 on this podcast.
You don't know.
God, Wolf Blitzer. Hate Gen Z.
If you're not familiar with Wolf Blitzer, he was a journalist for CNN. He might be dead, might be alive. No one knows.
Yeah.
But he's 3 feet tall. And he's the whitest man that's ever lived.
He's the only man in America who's taller than Ben Shapiro. Did you know that? Two shortest men in the continental United States. There's shorter people in Alaska.
Yeah,
I know I brought it up just because, Tom, I don't know, I just want to ask, do you have any opinions about Wolf Blitzer?
I appreciate the fine work he did over at CNN.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I've always known the name. I know what he looks like. Can't tell you a single accolade. I don't think I've ever watched him do his thing.
Yeah, what his thing be?
I guess it's saying the news.
I know, and is that a thing?
That's some guy's things, yeah.
I feel like, his job is to make you think he doesn't have an opinion,
mm-hmm.
and to very pointedly tell you that Trump won.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. That's him.
In a Mission Impossible movie playing himself.
Is that true?
But it was they had a Wolf Blitzer mask so that he could do an actual fake broadcast about nuclear war.
What?
No, he's in a Mission Impossible movie.
But he's wearing a mask?
No,
it's like a Mission Impossible
himself,
style mask.
Oh, right.
Wolf Blitzer does this, and it's Simon Pegg.
Whoa.
And he's like, we tricked you.
That's cool. Yeah. I got to watch those movies.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You guys going to have some beers today or what?
I might. I don't know, dude.
Come on, Dave. You got to live. This is the thing. I don't get to see anybody anymore. I live in L.A., so then when I see these people, I'm like, get a goddamn beer, you pussy. And then last night, they were like, you're stumbling. You're like,
here's how drunk
it's
Tom
over.
Was last night. I'm just
3 a.m.
Totally true.
Yeah.
It's about 3 a.m., and we're like, oh, let's get a six-pack and go drink at the hotel.
Yeah.
So we're going, we got the six-pack. We're walking up to the elevator, and Tom's like, come on, dude, let's hang out. And I'm like, we just got the beer.
Yeah, we're doing it. And then I saw the beers. So I was like, oh, hell yeah, I wanted to drink one of those.
I've never had a friend get so drunk they forgot we were hanging
yeah,
out.
I was like, man, you guys suck. I want to hang. We awesome. Are. We're doing we're it right, right now. Here, you're in them. The hang.
You're talking to me.
I'm so lonely. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
God, what a song. I wish I had that one in the chamber. God damn it. That's a perfect song.
Oh, we got to so show good. Tom our new sound effects. We have some new ones.
You got new ones yeah, ever new since ones. I was sitting over there?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think we're doing over
well,
here?
First, we're going to play Tom's first album.
That's
hold on. Hold on.
You guys laughed. That made me $3,000 on Spotify.
On Spotify?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Spotify. They don't. Spotify. They pay a penny a play or something.
SiriusXM
like
will not play me, but Spotify, dude.
Yeah, SiriusXM. That shit's too spicy. I can't get that on the clean channel.
Tom, also in that's amazing.
It's dirty for some
it's
reason.
Too dirty. I can only get this
you
on
think
Raw
if they,
Dog.
If they threw in like a, like it's dirty now.
I don't think we could be having a more stand-up comedy niche
sucks.
Conversation.
Yeah.
We're like naming the names of SiriusXM comedy radio stations. In the defense of how you feel, Tom, about me drinking, I'm the same way, dude. I am addicted to alcohol.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
thing.
The only thing that makes me feel good.
It's cool.
And,
yeah, it
and
is
also,
good.
My relationship with you is the last time he was in New York.
Yes.
This is exactly who I need my friends to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, dude.
Very often in my life, everyone's like, all right, we're done. And then there's two of us left.
Oh, yeah.
There's two of us left, and I'm like, hey, it's 3 a.m. You want to go have 5 more beers? And everyone always says no, especially women. and I was like, Tom, you want to go to another bar? And he was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I shouldn't have. I had shit to do the next day.
Yeah.
And it always is like, well, we'll get one.
Yeah.
One, how long does it take to drink one beer? 30 seconds? We're going to pop in there. It's going to be about 1.5 minutes total.
Totally.
And then 3 hours later, they're closing. I'm like, what are we doing?
I know,
just
dude.
Talking shit. It's a great time.
Especially
talking
when
about Usama Siddiqui running the
yeah,
fucking
dude.
Light.
You know, a year and a half from now, he's going to run the light, and we're going to be fucking pissed.
I want to be clear. I love Usama. I'm having
oh,
a little
I think
fun.
That's clear. I love him
fun.
Very much. We, especially after we were giving him shit this morning in the lobby of the hotel, I wanted this on record. I want to tell all 400 of our listeners that dude ran the light. What about our next guest? Should we do that?
You're not going to believe this next. You guys ready
I don't
for
know.
Another guest?
Should we scoot down? How do we do this?
Oh, we'll scoot.
He's got
down.
A bad hip. And he's ugly.
Yeah, get ready. Everybody, make some noise for our next guest, the very funny Graham
Kidd.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There you go, Grandmo. You got
that's
a mic.
Right. That's a good thing you there's staggered the guests. Yeah, you don't want to give them too much energy.
I needed my own spotlight.
Yeah.
I shine too bright, Graham.
I'm really hungover, and I want to say, sitting in the back listening to you do sound effects is the worst experience of my life. That doesn't sound like
I'm going to be honest, I kind of thought they were clapping for a second. I think I'm losing my mind. Just looking at a stoned-faced person, and I hear claps. I'm losing my mind, dude.
Hell yeah.
No, that was great, Graham.
It kind of sounds like, I know you aren't doing the fart noise anymore, but those claps sound like farts.
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, hold on. There's no way to prove they're not.
What did that
that's
sound
good. That's good. Oh, raucous applause.
What happens at your shows, Graham? I'm killing.
I don't like this.
I'm murdering.
I hate this. Those sound effects depress me.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that we've gone all the way back to Morning Zoo. We went so alty, it's back to just like, let's put some fucking fart noises so people can go to work.
When we do the show on like a weekly basis, this happens a little bit. But, you know, we're here and they're sitting here. So, you know, we're live.
Thank you for having me on, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks for showing up and shitting on the show.
And you're welcome for having me on.
No, thanks for doing it, buddy. How's your festival been?
It's good. I feel like the audience doesn't know what running the light means.
Oh, yeah. It's where you go over your time. Yeah. We're allotted a certain amount of time. And Usama types like to do double that time.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean, Tom?
Oh, you know what exactly what the fuck it means. Oh, we're in Texas. Pew, pew. There's no rules out here.
So what some comedians do is they'll go, hey, I didn't see the clock, so I don't know the difference between an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Those both feel the same. If I don't see a clock, I can't tell what time it is.
Yes. Yep.
So it's like.
Yeah, generally a light is held up. And if you don't see it, at a certain point, you're like, fuck, I think I've been up here like 12 minutes, and I'm going to go.
Yes.
Right. But then some people do 30 minutes, like Usama
Like Usama did 45 last night.
He's 45.
Switched to 10 minutes, did 53 minutes. And I had to go up after that.
You know what was
weird?
And
I killed.
The last 15 minutes was he held up a big picture of you and talked about how ugly you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That hurt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm going to be honest, that sort of shit hurts my feelings.
When people directly make fun of the way your face looks.
I'm call me crazy. That just hurts me right in the gut.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm actually jealous. Like, I was like, I wanted to have a beer during the podcast, but you're just like, I don't give it. The sun's in the sky.
Who cares? It's a festival, baby. There's no the time zone on the moon. It's 5 o'clock on the moon.
Maybe that's why.
That's why they do it. 5 o'clock somewhere. The sun is out. It's pointing at the moon.
It's just always 5 o'clock. Yeah.
I wonder, has anybody drank a beer on the moon?
Dude, it's gonna
your head would explode. What are you talking about?
That's a good point. What if you put it? You'd have to put it in your helmet before you got off.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean your head would explode?
You can't take your helmet off on the moon.
I think that's a myth.
Let's test that out.
Well, you can get in the lander and take your helmet
off. That's true. Yeah. Fucking idiot.
It would float around.
Yeah, it
I
would
can
float
almost guarantee
around.
You, in the 60s, Neil Armstrong had at least some whiskey on him.
Yeah.
I would.
What are we doing?
I think they were drunk the whole time. Why wouldn't you be?
I don't know.
Around. Oh, you got a bunch of
you got a space DUI?
No.
Man.
Are you drinking yet today?
I'm going to wait till after my headline show in the tent.
What time is that?
Ooh, the tent.
I think in like half an hour. So this is a good warm up.
Great, dude. You want to do some of your jokes?
Yeah, give people a taste.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Women are.
We gotta set you up. We gotta set you up, ladies and gentlemen. He's been on the Tonight Show. Give it up for Graham K. I am a real American.
I'm not. I'm from.
He's
Canada.
Not. I don't know why I think that's such a funny walk-up song.
It's so funny, yeah.
Graham, is Wolf Blitzer a guy you see? I mean, obviously you've lived here a while, but do Canadians know who that is?
Yeah, we have TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's been our show, everybody.
Yeah, well, TV goes all the way up there.
I don't know.
No, it's just
you got
just
other channels, too.
Yeah, they're all just different types of moose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then.
Oh, Moose got sad last night.
Oh.
Oh.
No, Moose got sad.
That's the weather, man. It's not even the weather.
Moose got sad. We're hoping he'll be cheered up by Tuesday.
That way you can go to work.
When I was like living in New York for a long time, and I came home to visit my parents, and like they were listening to the radio and the news, like in the car on the drive from the airport to home, and this was like it was like the a man fell from a ladder today. That was like a real headline.
That's great.
Oh, amazing.
It's different up here.
It is fun when like real fucking like backwoods shit happens. Like we had one day we couldn't go to school because there was like three cows just in the road. Yeah. The bus couldn't get around it. I was like, oh shit, we're poor. I just realized we're trash. That sucks.
Whoa, that just I lived in a town that didn't have a high school and we had to get bussed over. A mountain to go to a high school in a town called Tuxedo.
Whoa.
Yeah, I went to Tuxedo High School in Tuxedo, New York.
Fancy.
And it's just like, I never even thought about how this was a poor thing until now, but one day the bus, it was snowing and the bus broke down at the top of the mountain and we were just there all day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
That could have been a docu-series.
Yeah.
If you died, you had to eat each other.
Yeah.
Did you have to eat anybody?
Yeah.
No.
What if that was? We find out Dave just ate a guy.
A half hour.
I'm hungry. I didn't have my morning snack.
I did have to eat somebody, and that wasn't a part of the story I told. All right, let's fucking rename Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think it's Wolf Blitzer's not a stage name. You know what I mean?
Like, that's his real name.
His name was like Clarence Smith, and he was like, "Let's spice it up." You know, this is the news. I gotta get the audience all wet and wild. But Wolf Blitzer's his real name.
Real name.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a cool dad. Or mom.
You have to be like famous. You can't just be work at.
Yeah. Target.
You're a restaurant manager.
Wolf
Blitzer.
I mean, you could be like a biker or something, I guess. He should have been a biker.
It sounds like he sells meth that he made in a bathtub.
My buddy Wolf is coming over later. Yeah. He has some weird pills.
Yeah. It sounds like he makes his own boner pills that you get at the corner store.
And they work. Yeah. Wolf. Wolf.
Oh, doctor, do they work.
They make your dick howl.
Oh, man.
Anyway, he's my dad.
Oh, I came. I'm sorry.
You got a ghost dick.
Yeah. Well, we're having a good time at least.
We're having a great time.
This is great.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I got some names for Wolf Blitzer.
Let's hear them.
Get in there,
dude.
Let's
go. I guess we'll all do one at a time.
Yeah, let's go around.
I only have a few here.
I love his name. How about Tomahawk Nerd?
That's good.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's good. You got one, Dave?
Yeah.
You want me to go?
Stank fuck ass.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
He's
one.
Really anti Wolf Blitzer. Yeah.
I mean, his name is so stupid.
Yeah.
He's like a little gnome, and his name is Wolf Blitzer.
It's like a
party.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, you ready for this? Dog the Journalism Hunter.
Dude, Tom, look at this.
You got one?
Dog the News Hunter.
Oh, I had Headline Hunter, too. That's great.
That's great, dude.
Fuck. Grandma, what do you got?
Yeah, dude.
Teen Wolf Blitzer.
That did pretty good. I thought it sucked. But
no, I think it's all right. That's good, clean fun. You know what I mean?
I also love that you, like, he just shrugged and was like, Teen Wolf Blitzer. Yeah.
Young Wolf Blitzer. Young Sheldon Blitzer.
I didn't sit up all night with, like, a fountain pen writing guys did. Yeah.
I did use my fountain pen.
Yeah. How about this? Everybody listen to me. I'm dead.
Is he dead?
I don't think he's dead.
No, he's just old and looks weird.
Yeah. That'll happen.
All right. Handgun Hardcock.
Ooh.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you.
What about Blitzkrieg Poop?
Hell yeah, dude.
That sucks.
Blitzkrieg Poop. My turn?
Yeah, Graham.
Gay Teen Wolf Blitzer.
Man. Truly the best of the bunch. Teen Wolf Blitzer.
Not trying at all. I love it.
Is Gay Teen Wolf a movie?
That should be.
It should be.
Ooh, I'm hairy.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, he's like a bear.
Yeah. He keeps looking for bears.
Somehow it helps him.
He's not playing basketball.
It helps. It makes him gayer.
Hey, how about the most trusted name and things on mute at Best Buy?
Mm-hmm. All right, Wolverine Shitstorm.
That's a good name.
I do.
That's pretty good.
Right.
Thank you. That's pretty good. Coyote Ugly.
Nice. That's good. That's I like that a lot, dude.
Mm-hmm. This one is for the man in the back with a cowboy hat.
Yes.
Wolf Fake News Blitzer.
There we go.
Yeah. Got a big nod from the cowboy hat. Yeah.
I love. Before the show, I was like, "You guys got Wolf Blitzer names?" And Graham was like, "I got a few."
Yeah, that's it.
And, that wasn't true.
Try that in a small town, Bradley.
I'm the only one who's going to survive after this.
Yeah. Hey, breaking news! You're at the airport.
Nice. Good. Good.
It's all over the airport. All right, here's my last one. Turf Nut Punch.
That's good.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
What about Grizzly Bear Outside Linebacker?
I get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Instead of Blitzer.
Yeah.
This is football shit, guys. I'm kind of a tough jock type. Oh, did I have another one? Oh, yeah, Crash Bandishit.
That's just fun to hear.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
What about Crash Band of Horses?
Oh, yeah.
Would you play that game?
Yes, I
would.
Of course I would.
All right.
Seems slow.
Yeah, seems slow and boring.
Wolf looks kind of like an older Caleb Sion in Blitzer.
Yep.
I mean, that's
pretty good.
They call him Hot Caleb Sinan. Yeah. He's taking over the nation.
I feel like that just insulted
me. No, you're a handsome boy. And so is Wolf.
He is handsome.
Oh, yeah. You don't get to be the face of the news if you're not a hot guy.
It's true.
You don't want to look at some Ogo telling you it's 9/11, you know? Yeah. Breaking news, it's 9/11.
Ew. Oh, context.
How am I supposed to listen if I can't get hard?
It's 9/11. Yeah.
Two towers down, one up.
Yeah. Whoopsie, it's 9/11.
Yeah, you got on oops.
Sorry to interrupt Chris Cuomo. We have to tell you, it's 9/11.
Today, see that before the. It's like 7 a.m. It hasn't even happened yet. They're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
What
today on Shacked and a Fool, it's 9/11.
I don't think I've ever done a comedy podcast where 9/11 didn't come up.
Yeah, you got to talk about it.
Well, or you're going to forget.
Can't forget.
You can't ever forget.
That's why I listen to podcasts.
That's right.
You got any more Wolf Blitzer names, buddy?
I'm done, dude.
All right. Well, I think we just have like one more segment of the show left.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So we go online every week. We do a game online. If you follow us.
I got a new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah? Okay.
I would argue you haven't had a single one yet.
Well, buckle up for more of that, my friend.
Okay. Is it here it is.
How did you find the sound of a baby queef?
Oh my god.
Oh good lord.
Yeah. You walked the cowboy hat
cowboy.
Guy. Should have been a cowboy. Oh, should have learned to suck my
I'm sex with my wife.
That's right. So every week, you can play along.
Hold on. You guys, he's got one.
Oh, you really do?
He's got a big one.
Okay.
Let's buckle hear up for this.
All right.
Wolf howling at...
Sorry.
Wolf howling at the new time zone blitzer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
That was
another. Let's bump mics. I don't want to do that.
All right, so every week, you play along online on our Discord or at What's a Pod on Twitter.
Yeah.
And, you give us your names. And
if any of you did this, please pass them forward. It seems like no one did. And
I do think no one
that
did.
Is fine.
Oh, that's what the pins were for.
Yeah, dude.
Is there enough of them?
No.
There's literally 40 pins over there.
There's
not
more
being
pens
touched.
Than audience.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah. Oh, I like how you guys are setting this up. There's going to be a real firestorm.
They got here at 9 a.m. to set those pins up.
That's right.
Will there be enough pens, Caleb?
Better go buy more.
Yeah. It'll be a rush. A rush, I tell you.
Man. Those are some
sad, lonely pens on that shuffleboard.
It's
just as good as hell.
There are more pens than audience,
yep.
too.
You guys ever have one of these?
They're good as hell.
A beer?
A beer, yeah. They're cool.
So good.
I might drink one in a bit.
Yeah.
So online, here's some of the names we had online. At Shibi Carlene on Twitter. This is if Wolf Blitzer was Gen Z.
Yeah.
Because, it's fun to make fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
Shibi Carlene said, Cuck McBoohoo.
That's good.
Fondle Punch said, no cap room with Wolfie Blitz fam, now on Twitch. Mike Kaplan also said Teen Wolf Blitzer.
Hey, what?
And designed
Mike Kaplan had time to think about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that was if he's Gen Z. So yeah.
Right. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got one.
Oh, you really?
Gen Z.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Get your finger off that.
No, what do you mean?
I thought that was the name.
Get your finger off that.
Only for Gen Z.
Yes.
Hot Teen Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. He hates this one, too. Eating ass blitzer.
Hell yeah, dude.
They think they invented eating ass.
I know. Why are
I hate the
so
ass
much?
Eating dude, man. Yeah. You think that they didn't eat ass in like the 1800s? They tried everything. They tried fucking elbows and shit.
Absolutely.
Everything got tried, all right?
Where'd you hear about the elbow from?
Oh, I saw a couple videos.
From the 1800s?
That's right. I got weird YouTube.
Yeah, they all just stand still while they were fucking for a while.
YouTube premium is different.
I think eating ass is more popular now because of hygiene. You know, if you used to take one bath a year, you could only eat ass one time a year.
It is the golden age.
But now, you can eat ass every day.
With when pizza's on a bagel, you could eat asses anytime.
Oh, man.
That's read a few more.
All right, so at Seth Mills said, Uncle Dad McCancel Culture. Carl Stewart on Discord said Wolf Rizzler.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
Who's Dan? I'm Dan said Skirt Blitzer.
Okay, that's not bad.
Kota Otan said Edgelord Johnson. Crete said Old Doggy Style. I don't
think that's Gen Z at all.
No.
I just like the sound of it.
Sure.
And then we got at Filthy Love on Twitter said, on God, Blitzer, for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And our Ricky Shit this week, Kevy Metal 91 said, Mr. Shit.
I also don't get it, but I did.
I don't either, but I don't have to get it to like it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how you know it's Gen Z.
That's how you know it's too old.
I don't understand it at all. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, thank you guys so much for coming to the live episode.
What a wonderful time.
Oh, my God.
This was fun.
Graham K, everybody.
Graham K. Go see his headlining show. It's in the tent.
It's in the tent at 6. Give it up for Tom Tekoe.
Hey, thank you. Hey.
One more time, everybody.
It's been an honor.
He's got a show at 1 in the morning, and it's going to start 4 hours late. We've been Dave Ross and Caleb Sinai. We'll see you next time. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you so much. We love you.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?